the 10 o'clock news. I am Daniel Kibet. Uganda Revenue Authority, URA officials, face scrutiny from Parliament's Finance Committee over a proposed 877 billion shillings budget for the 2026-2027 financial year. Some of the lawmakers are questioning the non-relevant spending within the proposed budget amid wider concerns about high tax proposals. Now, this follows a presentation of the URA ministerial policy, which includes allocation of 23 billion shillings for welfare and entertainment, 13.5 billion for workshops and seminars, 80 billion for staff training, 20 billion for health insurance, and 12 billion for rent. Kiraa Municipality Member of Parliament Semujo Ibrahim Nganda questions the budget proposals on rent for offices, welfare and entertainment, workshops and seminars, describing it as a wasteful expenditure.
They have looked at the procurement plan submitted together with the document that you are going to spend 13 billion on workshops and seminars, spend another 80 billion on staff training. You have 23 billion on welfare and entertainment. I don't know who benefits from this entertainment. I think you guys are very busy. Entertainment. And then you need to explain, I need just to understand, where you have the 52 billion for information and communication technology supply, and then you have 17 billion again on information and communication technology. One is supply, the other one is services.
URS Commissioner Customs Abi Kagumire expresses concern over the smuggling of goods due to tax disparities with neighboring countries, which leads to revenue losses.
The other challenge to vote performance is the smuggling of goods due to differences in the tax rates among the, especially the partner states. We still have different rates, especially import duties, VAT and others. Growing informal sector that is hard to reach, and players are not registered on our tax register.
In more news, the opposition